I drink your milkshake.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
This is Remember That Film, the show which covers a look back on memories, nostalgia, and behind-the-scenes facts that you may not have known about your favourite films.
Hello, you're on Remember That Film right here on 2MCE. I'm Adam, talking about all things movies, TV, all across the decades, playing great tracks from movies and score music. And last week we covered part one of the James Bond musical tracks. In fact, we quite played through a few different eras there. We played the Sean Connery era as well as the Roger Moore era. George Lazenby, the Australian, was in there for one of those tracks. Timothy Dalton for his two movies. For The Killing Daylight, The Living Daylights, I should say, and License to Kill, getting my two titles mixed up. And we ended last week with GoldenEye from 95, the Pierce Brosnan era, so we're in the middle of that now. Here's this one now, Tomorrow Never Dies.
Waiting for you to return. Yes.
You want to remember that film here on 2MCE, probably the most controversial and poppy dislike song of the James Bond musical songs, but Madonna and Die Another Day. That ended out the Pierce Brosnan era. He was in four films. We ended last week with GoldenEye, and those last three tracks were Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, and Die Another Day. I remember watching Tomorrow Never Dies on Boxing Day of 1997 with my brother. Everybody was on the Titanic bandwagon then, and I had still not had seen it, and I said, I'm just sick of all the talk about it and seeing it. I'm going to go see something different. So I went with my brother and watched Tomorrow Never Dies, and have not seen it since. It's one of those popcorn one-and-done sort of movies. James Bond era of the Pierce Brosnan, the 90s, we like to say. The four movies. GoldenEye was definitely at the height there. It made a comeback there because made a video game of the GoldenEye for Nintendo 360. That was a come and go. Anyone remember that console in the late 90s that came out? It was pretty big at the time. But unfortunately, the last few films there, the James Bond franchise kind of was dying. The Pierce Brosnan, they sort of flopped a little bit those last three, and they weren't that good. And that brought on the era that we're on now, and possibly we may have ended that era at the beginning of this year, which got delayed several times, the Daniel Craig era. And that is Casino Royale. The late Chris Cornell, but it wasn't called Casino Royale, is called You Know My Name.
If you take life, do you know what you give? Odds are you won't like what it is. Storm arrives, would you be seen with me by the merciless eyes I've deceived? I've seen angels fall from blinding eyes, but you yourself are nothing so divine. Just next to life. Because no one else here will save you. Yeah.
tragedy. Yeah, I'm gonna open a woman walking by. I jump in the water, I look in the eye. A phone on the table, a man on your side, or someone that you think that you can trust. It's just another way to die.
James Bond special here, part two special, that is, on Remember That Film, right here on 2MCE, Jack White and Alicia Keys, Another Way to Die. And, yeah, Chris Connell with You Know My Name. So there's a couple of back-to-back James Bond movies recently where the title of the song was actually different to the title of the movie, and that's only happened a couple of other times. Nobody Does It Better, The Spy Who Loved Me. In there, and Octopussy, they were the other two titles as well. We've got a few more tracks to get through. This one's a big one. We all know who she is. Adele had a hit in 2012 with this one as well. Big hit it was, number one all around. She can't sing it now because her voice has changed from losing all the weight that she lost after she had her baby a few years ago. I saw Adele live in 2017, the beginning of when she came to Australia with 90,000 people. And she did sing this one too, but yeah, her voice had changed by then and couldn't quite sing it in the tone as this one.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again.
swept away, I'm stolen.
as the stars begin to gather and the light begins to fade, when all hope begins to shatter, know that I will be
Remember that film right here on 2MCE, and we're just about to conclude our 2 weeks' worth of James Bond tracks. The Daniel Craig era is almost over. Spectre, The Writing's on the Wall, Sam Smith had that one. There's 3 out of the last 4 titles, which were different to the movie title. And, of course, this latest song, and we all know the story behind this, it actually came out in, like, February of 2020, and James Bond, this next movie, was supposed to come out. No Time to Die. There's a lot of dies. We Have a View to Kill, Another Way to Die, Die Another Day, and Tomorrow Never Dies. Quite a lot of James Bond titles with dies or kill in it. But this No Time to Die, unfortunately, had no time to come out due to the pandemic. And it was supposed to come out in, I think, March of 2020. The Billie Eilish song came out, all ready to go for the movie, and it reached number one. Unfortunately, though, the movie did not come out till very, very late 2021, almost 2 years later, in which this song had already charted like 18 months earlier. One of those cases there where it probably recharted again when it came out, the movie, in fact. But one of the rare cases out of all the James Bond films that this one came out almost 2 years before the actual movie. Here it is now to end our James Bond era.
Far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else that I've fallen for a lie? You were never on my side. Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you dead or paradise? Now you never see me cry. There's just no time to die.
You're thinking, did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being as this is the 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and it could blow your head clean off, you have to ask yourself one question: do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.